It is Talk 99.5, just after 7 o'clock, 7:03 to be precise. Good morning. Hope you're well, whether you're in your automobile, your home, your place of business. We thank you for listening to Matt Murphy, Valerie Vining, the Matt and Val Show on Talk 99.5. Our name's on the door, but it really makes people like Jason Lee, Stacy Nichols, takes Slim Rob to make this show tick. I guess John Bird, too, to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. Now, I am
we'll
told
find out.
Jason Lee just informed us. If you missed the 6 o'clock hour, let's catch you up. Okay,
you missed a lot.
You need to wake up a little earlier and become a 6 o'clock freak. So, you missed why it's Woohoo Friday, because we realized that we probably prematurely woohoo the weekend.
Yes, we do,
because we work early.
We work early and we wrap up our day early. And right. Many of you, your day is extended a little longer than ours. And you're like, why are you woohooing this early in the morning?
I got a whole day of work.
Yes.
I'm not
their
even
woohoo
to work
woohoo starts around 1 or 2 o'clock.
1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, yeah. They're woohooing. So we are guilty of the premature woohoo. And nothing's worth. See, clearly St. Clair wasn't listening because he just gave a look.
Right.
We went through all of this. There's nothing. But let's just go ahead. Let's get him in here because I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Right.
Without getting my
Jay.
Good friend and weekly guest. It's Friday.
Yay.
I think it's a little different. That's okay.
It's the slowed down version.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday.
How about that?
That would be, you know what? Actually, that's
Claire,
a good
everybody.
Idea. Uh-huh. We need to add that in it.
Uh-huh. Well, it was.
Well,
where'd it go?
Have you been?
Yeah.
Have you been on the show?
Why is that missing? You need to put that back in there.
That's the way that it was. No, it's all good. It's all good. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Valerie. Hey, Jason. Hey, John Bird. Where we are out there in
Where's
funnel
the funnel cake
land. Yeah. Morning, guys.
How's it going, Joe?
Man, if I was any better, I would be my son. Mm. Now, today is a really, really big day
That's
of my life.
That's what I hear.
I am so excited.
I hear it. That sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun later
on.
There
it is. Jason, do you know what's going to happen today?
We talked about it. You weren't listening.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't listening. We've already talked about
it. Well, today is the day my son becomes a professional race car driver.
He could win money.
No, he did. He will.
Well, excuse me. St. Clair Racing.
Yeah, well, that's true. that's true.
Can bank some cash.
He's just a hired foot. He's just a hired foot.
Of course, we made him build his own car, too. That's
but
cool.
Yeah, no, he'll be a professional driver. And I mean, that's true, right? Because he'll get paid money. Because back when I was racing, you get paid, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a job. And so you got to run it as a business. And people used to ask me, they said, well, do you have a sponsor? I said, well, if I had to paint on the side of my car who makes my racing career possible, it would say the Internal Revenue Service.
Because I was
eating up with profit motive, but I never made a profit.
That's fine.
So if you lose money in a business, you see, then it's kind of a tax shelter. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
All right,
and I can say that because the 5-year statute of limitations is anybody from IRS listening, statutes run. You had your chance.
We will we'll get into some legal matters, specifically daylight saving time, a little bit later on, but we've got to do this. All right. First off, Jay, we decided that we were prematurely woo-hooing.
Uh-huh.
Hold on a second.
I'm about to woo-hoo right now.
All right, so John Bird just got back into studio. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey, John.
I did it.
John, what is all over you?
Dandruff. I have a really bad problem with dandruff and eczema and stuff.
You look like a damn coke addict. Look at you.
I'm glad you didn't get pulled over dressed like that.
He prematurely confectionery sugared woohooed.
Good gracious.
Sugar.
He's got it on his pants,
on his shirt, on the end of his nose,
on his mustache.
Beard dandruff, right. Beard dandruff.
It's on his phone.
On his nose.
It's everywhere.
I would clean the nose off.
All right, so
I would not do that.
Earlier this morning, we saw that our media partners at CBS 42 had a funnel cake truck going, And we said, well, go over there and get the funnel cake. And he said, Matt, they have a gate. And I said, get in. You get in. And you got in.
Did you get in? Oh, they handed it over the fence. I said, this guy ain't coming
in. Not exactly. So I go up and I press a little call button. Well, first of all, I press a call button. I said, you know, like,
so you didn't do what I told you to do.
You know, I did. Wait.
It's going to get good.
So I push a button, you know, and they're like, yeah, CBS 42. And I'm John Bird, producer, Matt and Bowen, Talk 99.5. And they're like, who? So I said it again. I was getting a little upset. I said, do you know who I am? And it hung up.
Uh-huh. Right.
So, you know, I was like, okay.
I guess you got your answer.
Well, yeah. But I was texting Annie like crazy. She finally texted back.
Ooh.
Okay.
Well, she was doing the news for a hot minute.
Say something like, John, I'm trying to do the news
on my TV right now. No, she said my plate's full or some kind of junk like that. But, they'll let you in.
Full of funnel cake.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sitting there, I'm waiting, right? Waiting. And I expect those doors to open up. I'm like, this is going to be great. And then this young lady comes out, and I see she's got a funnel cake.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
So you didn't make it in.
Wait a minute. So I get up, and I go to the gate, right? So I go to the gate, and she's like handing it through to
nice.
Me. And thank you so much. I start to grab it. She pulls it back a little bit. She says, are you putting me on the air? I was like, what? What? She said, are you putting me on the air? Because I'm not the person to put on the air. You don't put me on the air. Am I on the air? I was scared to death because this woman had some serious attitude. I thought she was going to hurt me. I didn't know if there looked like something in her pocket she may have pulled out.
What was her name?
John, as your lawyer, I advise you to take the Fifth Amendment on this question.
Yeah,
I wouldn't just the first name.
I wouldn't do it.
You don't need the whole name, just the first name.
Mary.
Mary.
That's what we'll say. Protect my identity, right, Jay?
This story is bogus.
You know, this sounds like a setup.
It does.
John failed in his adventure. And he knew it. And so what happened is all this confectionery sugar that he's got on him, he said, man, I've got to look really discombobulated. I got to look like I've been through a lot.
So this is a setup.
So it's a setup.
It's like that goomer up in Chicago that said he was
beating up. Yeah, that's exactly
right. It's called stress eating.
Oh,
okay.
You
threatened me with my job. And there's nothing. I didn't have that much. Look.
I was going to ask you that. That funnel cake was.
Did you eat half that funnel cake, John Bird?
That's just funnel cake crumbs.
Did you eat half of that?
Jay, what should I say? She asked me.
I refuse to answer that question on the grounds of
the Fifth
Amendment.
Oh, this is good.
My lawyer's spoken for me.
Yep.
All right, so you stand by John Bird, okay?
Okay. All
right. And he's not going to be able to hear
this.
Well,
that's
fine. But, yeah.
Andrea Lindenberg of CBS 42 joins us this morning. Annie, first and foremost, before we go any further, I want to sincerely apologize to you for the actions of John Bird this morning. It was unprofessional, untoward, ridiculous what John Bird has done.
I agree. We went on security lockdown because of John Bird.
John, what did you do?
I did what you told me
I'm
to do.
I'm waiting to speak with a homeless detective about a security breach.
Wow. Annie, please, Annie.
Security breach.
No, they know me. Please don't.
They know him there.
Wait, who knows you? The police department knows you?
Yes. He said they know him.
Your name in red flags.
I wish you could see him. He's got, he looks like a Coke fiend. He's got confectionery sugar all over him.
It's dandruff.
Can I tell you from our perspective
on his
what
notes.
Happened?
Yes,
security
please tell us.
Oh, and hey, hey, Jay St. Clair, by the way.
Well, he can't hear you. She's saying
Hey, Annie.
All right, so I'm doing my thing. You know, we're down an anchor, down a producer today. A lot going on. I'm trying to focus because I'm responsible for all of the news content being delivered on air. And I've checked my phone occasionally during the show, but not as much today because, you know, focus. And so at some point, the producer, TJ, gets in my ear, and she said, are you expecting somebody today, a guest? And I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
She said, there's somebody at the gate saying that they're a guest of yours. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, man, you know, stalkers can be very persistent. I don't know. I didn't let no crazy person in who wants a funnel cake on and out. And then I checked my phone, and I went, oh, it's John Bird. So over the course of 20 minutes, you know, a lot going on, I finally said, hey, I know him. And it's funny because I meant to text y'all earlier and say, send Bird over to get a funnel cake. I did not, though. Great minds, right?
Yeah.
And so I guess a lot is going on, and I'm texting John, and I find out that he's not in yet. And then I find out that that he received a funnel cake. He was not allowed in the gate, though.
I got it.
That's proof right there.
He really wasn't allowed in.
Here's the thing.
I have a question. Did you have your phone out in front of you in a threatening manner, videotaping the person who brought you the funnel cake?
Jay, what should I say?
he can't hear it.
No, just say the. Just say the. Just say the truth.
Just say the.
Were you can't handle the truth.
Can't handle the truth.
All right, hold on a second. Did this woman really get upset, Bonnie?
I don't know, but no, if you don't know who this person is, mm-hmm. you've got this long-haired, thin ruffian at the gate.
Oh,
right?
My. Say, Bonnie.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. I'm
handsome, rugged.
Okay, I agree. But not everyone may agree with that. I don't know. I don't want to speak for everyone. But you have a long-haired stranger at the gate saying he's a friend of mine and he wants him to get a funnel cake. I mean, that sounds a little crazy.
Yeah, it does sound crazy.
It does.
Okay, good. See? All right. So everyone, I appreciate the concern for our safety is my statement.
Well, yeah. John, it sounds like your guys did their job, Bonnie. They did what they were supposed to.
Yes.
It worked.
Yes. And
yes.
I'm just so sorry. In the chaos, I couldn't explain that, yes, John is part of the team. We're media partners here. But see, my family hadn't met you yet, John, mm-hmm. not all of them. So
there's only one person that hasn't done their job here, and that's me. Because long ago, I should have dismissed a John Bird from his duties and gotten somebody that knows how to act. I mean, he's a long-haired
hippie.
He's an old hippie.
Yeah.
He looks homeless.
Rugged, ruffy.
He's got his phone out there. He's like, I need to see Lindenberg.
Well, I did say, do you know who I am? That was a mistake.
Right?
That was a big mistake.
I hope you didn't have all that white powder around your nose.
Hopefully
when you
that happened
up.
On the way back, because if he showed up like that, no wonder they didn't let him in.
Hold on. That would have really been a rough.
Ani, what were you saying, Ani?
Oh, I mean, just word to the wise. It really just, it was the perfect storm of John seeming like a crazy stalker. I mean, and that's no offense to you, John. You just checked all the boxes of a random dude showing up, demanding a funnel cake as a personal friend of mine. It's not you, it's just the environment in which I work, right?
Ani, look, you got to get back on the air, don't you? Oh, my gosh.
busy. I love you, John, and you know that. And I tried to explain in between stories best I could who you were and that you were completely, a friend of mine. It just took a long time for the information to be texted.
You did.
In our defense, Ani, we told John when he left that he might have to wait till 7 o'clock when you got off there.
Yeah, that may have been better. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, again, perfect storm. And did you get a fried Oreo?
Oh, did you, John?
Did you not
you
get a fried
break?
Oreo?
No.
Did you not get a fried Oreo?
No, I did not. There's no.
Half a funnel cake, and okay. You already ate the Oreo.
He already ate the Oreo.
You didn't bring that back.
You asked Vicky.
Who's Vicky?
Who's Vicky?
I mean, Mary Doe.
It's Mary.
Mary Doe.
You blew it, John.
Exactly. Let me say this.
Tell
me about the fried Oreo.
The fried Oreo. And you know, I'm still post-COVID, can't taste or smell. And it was awesome. I don't know how I know. I just know the texture. Mm. But go look up online, Dixieland Funnel Cakes, their food truck. And you know what the owner, John, said? He goes, I actually met you and Matt and the team at Barktoberfest in Helena. And I'm like, yeah, I had a puppy. And he's like, yeah, and Matt had that big, big dog. I'm like, yeah, John Henry. So you got to look up the funnel cake truck, Dixieland Funnel Cake, and get a fried Oreo. They did fried moon pies, but the Oreo spoke to my soul.
All right, real quick, Ani, I need a verbal from you. I just need a show of hands from everyone else, Jason Lee, Jay St. Clair, Valerie Vining, myself. Who believes that John actually got an Oreo and ate it on the way over here?
I'm calling it. It was done. It is a done deal.
I don't believe he did.
Liar, pants on fire.
Oh, right, yeah. So yeah, you got it all excited.
I would tell you it's 4-1.
No,
it's 4-1.
I believe he did not get it because he was lucky to get a funnel cake looking all crazy at the front gate, right? So I don't think they gave him any extras. They're like, we'll give you a funnel cake to get you out of here, mister.
Hey, it's don't encourage this guy. Don't give him extra Oreos.
Hey, tell him. Hey, Ani.
A funnel cake and hope he leaves.
Hey, Ani. In the...
Yes.
In the next meeting, tell management at CBS 42, in case they didn't know that we don't know how to act over here. Okay,
we got a little ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, so just let them know.
We're sorry.
And tell them to expect much more of this on the way.
They're like, is this what we signed up for? Oh, sure. Yeah.
Tell them
this is that side of the family that you sometimes regret coming to a family.
Right. Tell them Matt Murphy told John to scale the damn fence and he didn't do it. So.
Oh, sweet merciful, please don't do that.
No.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
You're going to get tased.
Don't tase me, bro.
Bye, Ani.
Back over here with that attitude again. Bye, y'all.
Bye, Ani. Love you.
Ani Lindenberg, clearly annoyed at you. More on that. It was pretty obvious.
You did it.
It was pretty obvious.
You did
She was frustrated with you.
You know what? Bird out. Bird out. I'm done. Wait, headphones.
Yes. There you go, Jay. Don't take the funnel cake. Thank you. 19 after the hour. We'll be back in a moment. Talk 99.5. It is Matt Murphy, Valerie Vining, Jay St. Clair. We will we'll get into some of the news of the day to include the decision on the part of the governor to sign the wine delivery bill into being. Also, she signed a couple of other pieces of legislation to include daylight saving time. Medical marijuana not among those. It's my understanding that a decision on that will come Monday. Not today, but Monday. I wish it would come today. I wish you'd sign the dang thing. There are religious groups protesting. Did you know this?
I don't think I knew that.
Joe Godfrey and some of his organization are down protesting, demanding the governor veto the medical marijuana bill.
So that's why she's putting it off a little bit?
No.
No?
No, I don't know that one has anything to do with it.
Okay.
But I'll just leave it there. And just here's the deal. If you believe in the medical marijuana legislation, just, you don't have to call the governor's office. Just let her make sure she knows about it.
Yep.
Jay St. Clair is in the midst of playing iTunes Roulette. It's 22 minutes after the hour. There you go, Joe.
This certainly does not fall within the 22% of songs that I know. I'm certain I've probably never heard this song in my life. I don't know the genre. I want to say it's... I don't know the difference between rap and hip hop. I just don't. But I think I heard this goomer say, "Baby got back."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said, "I like big butts and I cannot lie."
Oh Lord!
All your other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with a little bitty waist and in your face, you get.
That's what "baby got back" means.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
That's a woohoo Friday.
The woohoo Friday, Jay.
Yeah.
My word. Well, on that basis alone, I'm going mad.
The paint.
Fowry. My word.
The painting company.
Fowry, you go wash your mouth. That was soap.
The painting company.
Wash your mouth. That was soap. Did you kiss your mama with that mouth?
He would expect this from me. Yeah, he's come to expect my cursing on the golf course and otherwise. He doesn't expect this from you guys.
You're
better than this song. Painting company bringing you this portion of the show. They paint houses and they do it really, really well. Peter Pastor and his crew, they have painted homes. At least two homes in this room have been painted by the painting company, and they can paint yours. You can be next. The painting company, 995-5559, 995-5559 for our friends at the painting company. It is a typical Friday edition.
No, it is not typical.
Jay,
this is off the rails today.
It's extra special. Jay has now spilled. I'm telling you, that sugar will get all over.
I cannot go to
work. His black shirt has white powder all over it.
I cannot walk into a law office looking like John Byrd looked like when he walked into the studio.
Walk into Littler Mendelsohn and give him one of these. Hey, guys, how's everybody doing? Everybody okay? Everybody doing all right?
How's my nose, Valerie?
He's got a little white stuff on there, Jay.
Here's Stacey Nichols in the newsroom. Talk 99.5. It is 7:32, almost 7:33. Hemp Hill Services, boy, oh boy, they're good. I first met Adam and Chad, gosh, it's been 2 years ago now. And I said, I gotta get these guys on the show. They're great, great plumbers. They're great AC men. And they are an authorized train dealer. Hard to stop a train. It's time to get that AC spruced up for the spring and summer. And if you've not done it already, I hope you have. But if you've not, call the gang at Hemp Hill Services. Allow them to fix that thing up. Because here's the deal. If your AC goes down, it's apt to go down on the hottest days of the year because it's straining more during those days. And if that happens, what do you do? Well, I want you to call Hemp Hill now so it doesn't happen. 229-2090, 229-2090, Hemp Hill Services. Jay St. Clair is looking, Jason Lee, perplexed.
Yeah, perplexed. Jason, you're bringing the heat today, buddy. This is another one of those now 22 percenters. I don't know anything about this at all. But it struck me as I was listening to it, Jason, we haven't heard those RPM guys in a long, long time, and that's odd. The RPM guys come around every so often.
RPM.
So I'm just thinking this is those RPM guys.
Yeah.
And on that basis alone, I'm going to go Matt.
This bodes well for the race tonight, Jay. This bodes well for the race tonight.
Man, you bringing the heat today, Jason.
That is not as you call them, the RPM guys.
Who is it?
Dave Matthews.
Oh, okay. Well, never heard of him either.
Crash into me.
I kind of feel like Dave Matthews the same way I feel about that. What's that guy?
Jackson Brown.
Yeah. Let me make a note.
Yeah, yep, that's right.
Okay, got it.
Floyd's iTunes roulette. I always forget to mention Floyd. It's Floyd's iTunes.
Yeah, yes, right.
We honor Floyd. Hey, look who is on line five. All right, so we're having fun today, folks, and there's a lot of things going on this weekend. There's a lot of people getting back out and about. Yeah. I mean, America is getting back to normal, thank God. You had the Biden administration and the CDC finally recognizing that if you get vaccinated, you can take off the dang mask. That is great stuff. And Jay and I are going to have a fun night tonight with some local racing up in Jasper, Alabama. Uh-huh. And we got some things going on in the background that we can't really talk about yet, but I'm very excited. But Jay and I talked about it for an hour yesterday.
Jimmy Means, if you're listening, this doesn't have anything to do with you and Talladega.
It has nothing to do with Jimmy Means. But right now it has everything to do with Roger Roos.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Roger, what's going on?
Hey, Matt. I'm just getting back from North Carolina where I sat in my seat to make sure everything fit yesterday.
tell the story, Roger. Tell the story about when you got in a race truck, a real NASCAR race truck, and it wasn't your seat, wasn't your gear shift, and it was a long race, wasn't it?
Well, 2020 was a very interesting year. You know, when NASCAR first came back, one of the first races they came back to was the road course at Daytona. And so Bobby, my brother, and I had raced down there many times with SCCA. So we were kind of excited to try to run the trucks down there. So, you know, that was the first time we talked last year. And so I went, you know, there was no qualifying, no practice. So the first time I sit in the car, I made one lap at Daytona. And, you know, there was something wrong with the transmission, so I was done, right? So a couple weeks later, they said, well, you can come run at Worldwide Technology Speedway at Gateway, which is in Illinois, and run the same truck. So I go out there, and, you know, once again, no qualifying, no practice. You jump in the car, and you start the race. And, you know, that was a track that you shift at, so they had this huge, like, truck shifter. So when you would... when you would shift from third to fourth, the fourth was like almost in the back seat. You can't shift very fast when you're having that kind of an arc. So I just kind of had to deal with it. And then, you know, the seat was so small, I couldn't sit. I had to kind of sit sideways. And, you know, later on they told me, oh, that's the smallest seat we have.
Roger's not a small guy.
Roger, I've met you. You're not the smallest guy they have.
No, and if you see most race car drivers that run in the trucks or the Xfinity or Cup, they're not my size. They're a lot smaller. So
yeah, they're Jeff Gordon size.
A race in a seat that small, but you know, I'm still kind of feeling it in the hips. You know, it's
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, like I told you, Matt, after that race, I said I'm not running another race until I have my own seat. And in the off season, Bobby and I both ordered seats from from Randy LaJoy so that we have ones that would fit our butt. So this seat is the seat is Bobby's seat that he ran at Daytona for Jordan Anderson in at the road course in February. So our seats are really close. So I just want to make sure that his was okay with my with me to sit in it, and it was. So I'm excited, and I got a straight up shifter that is very quick, so that should help for shifting it. COTA, which is coming up next.
I was going to ask, are you racing COTA?
I am running. I'm going to race COTA for the in the Jordan Anderson I Heart Mac and Cheese Camping World Cup.
And listen, for those that don't know, I know a lot of people know Roger Roos, but Roger's a local racer. He and I have known each other a long time. We met each other out at the BIR many years ago when we raced stock cars. And Roger now runs in the NASCAR Truck Series.
That's right.
Mostly road courses.
Once in a while.
He's a road racing ringer. And COTA refers to the Circuit of the Americas. It's this beautiful racetrack in Austin, Texas. And so y'all can watch Roger Roos drive NASCAR trucks on TV next weekend, I guess. Right, Roger? Not this weekend, but next weekend?
That's right. Both the trucks and the Xfinity will be on Saturday. So I think our race is first.
Uh-huh.
And then the Xfinity will run after that.
So, yep.
Yes, and my truck is a mac and cheese colored number 3. So Bobby ran in at the road course, and it was a night race, so that kind of really showed up under the lights. I don't know, I'm sure it still show up in the sunshine. Hopefully it's sunshiny. I do not want it to rain, but I guess
Roger, if Matt says anything to you about what would it cost to get a Talk 99.5 bumper sticker on your car, you listen carefully to what he was saying, because at some point he's going to say, "Well, now, Roger, I want y'all to put it on upside down."
Have I ever told you this story? Have I told you this story, Roger?
You have not. No.
So when I first got to Birmingham, I was so excited because I was a little closer to Talladega. I was already a NASCAR fan and had already been, but getting a little bit closer into Birmingham, and the race was coming up, and I was talking about how excited I was about the race, and I questioned. I was working at a different radio station at the time, and I questioned how much it would cost to get, our logo, a bumper, something on a car. I said, not one of the big boys. I'm not expecting to get on Jeff Gordon's car, but, one of the other guys. Well, we were being listened to by the driver of the hauler for Derek Cope. And, and he called us off air and hooked us up with their marketing person. And I talked to their marketing person and eventually convinced her to come on air with me to talk with me about it. And she told me in order to get somewhat of a bumper sticker sized logo that they would do it for Talladega, but it would cost $25,000
for a bumper sticker.
For a bumper sticker.
Gracious.
Now this is Derek Cope, and for those that don't know, I mean Derek ran a long time, and he might still be running. I don't know, but he didn't win a lot. I mean he was filled out the field, and he's probably not the best known NASCAR driver in the world. I'm sure he's a wonderful guy, but I said, because I was a little more brash back then, believe it or not, Roger. I said
this is when he was a smart aleck.
This
Roger.
Is when I was a smart butt.
That's right.
And I said, well, ma'am, and this was on the air. I said, ma'am. If I'm able to do this, I'd love to do it. I just got to figure out the money. But if we do this, I really want you to put our logo upside down on Derek's car. And she said, why? And I said, because I figure the only way we're going to get on TV with Derek Cope is if he's upside down sliding through the infield, and I want my bumper sticker to be right side up. And
that's good.
Roger, believe it or not, she didn't think that was funny.
I bet. And she probably didn't take it to Derek either.
No, I'm sure she did. I'm excited for you. This should be fun. New seat, new shifter, and is this a new racetrack for you? Have you been on the Circuit of the Americas?
Well, no, yeah, Bobby and I both have raced with SCCA there. I've run there twice, and I think Bobby's run three times. Now, he's not running this weekend. He's actually going to be my spotter, or one of them, because at this track you have to have four. So we're going to kind of go back to the old days when he would spot for me, so that'll be kind of fun to have him up in the sky telling me who's around. So,
will you have to qualify to make this race, Roger, or how's that going to work?
Well, there is practice and qualifying. Normally what the rules have been with COVID, if there's no practice and qualifying, then they start 40 trucks.
Okay.
And what happened to me at Daytona, I was supposed to run Daytona in February, and, you know, obviously the road course race was the second race of the season, and the guy that I was running for, you know, which it was 1 week later, didn't make the round track race at Daytona. So then you just have to deal with, or you have to see how many people sign up to come the next week. Well, you know, everybody that ran at Daytona that wanted to come back came back, and he missed.
Yep.
We missed the 40 by one spot. So that team has not been able to run until this week, or coming up next week, because there's been no qualifying. So now Jordan, obviously, he ran the truck race in Daytona and finished second.
Yep.
And so he was high enough up in the points that Bobby was able to run the road course race the next week. And then they've been able to run every week. And by him at Darlington last week, having a really good finish, it put us the owner points back up into like 26th or 7th. So I think I should be fine, even if, you know, I'm not fast.
Okay. So you may be guaranteed a starting spot. I think I am. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I think I am.
Look, yeah. Look, baby steps, everybody. I'm just glad the man's got a seat. He can fit it. I can't, Roger, imagine. And look, I mean, I'm just a schlub over here doing iRacing, right? But I can't imagine getting inside of a race car and you're going racing with some of the best race car drivers in the world. Uh-huh. And you realize you can't actually fit in the car.
Oh my Lord! And you don't know it till it's
too late.
Start them up. Let's go. You know, and you're like, oh, this is not going to be fun.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, you know, I spent about 2.5 hours yesterday in an iRacing rig at Jordan's shop.
Nice.
And I have not done that. You know, I've had a little play when you have on the desk, but I mean, what they have now, I mean, the steering wheel is, you know, gives you feedback and you're shifting like real and braking. So,
Roger, I got an idea. If you want to get some practice racing, Coda, with some maybe aggressive drivers. They have these things called, what is it, private?
You host a session.
Yeah,
you
can host a session. We can host a session, and Matt Murphy can get in there.
And Jay St. Clair, too.
Uh-huh. We ought to see this.
We'll figure this out off air, Roger, but if you have access, okay, we can do that.
Yeah.
Bobby has a rig. I need to go over there and get it working.
So. All right, Roger, so make a fan feel better. Because I know that it's not a car. I mean, I get it. I understand that. But that simulator, is iRacing about as realistic as you're going to get without actually getting in a car, in your opinion?
The graphics are amazing. I mean, you know, when we first started with Xfinity with Mike Harmon, I think back in 2016, I actually went and bought one of these, the systems, but not the seat and all that like they have now. It's really an amazing system, but you know, just the graphics, and now with the three monitors, you can kind of see things on your right and on your left. But here's the problem: we went and ate lunch, and then I jumped in the sim, in the iRacing thing. That is not a good thing.
No, it makes you nervous. I mean, did you get kind of dizzy?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
What I'm sitting in is not moving, but what is out there in the virtual world is moving.
Yep.
I thought, oh, my Lord, I'm going to lose my lunch.
No, I felt the same thing. It's odd. It's really almost more upsetting than being in an actual race car, isn't it, Roger?
Right, it is.
Yeah.
I told Jordan, I said, next time we do the sim first, then we go eat.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Roger.
One last thing. Aunt Myra, a very loyal listener, she's going to be out there to that race. I know you had some exchanges with you on Twitter. And so, hopefully y'all get a chance to see each other out there. She's lovely and a big fan of yours.
Well, it's neat because over the years, getting to do these Xfinity and truck races, up until last year, you know, they would, you do driver introductions, and then they would put you in a convertible or back of a truck and ride around. And so you get to wave at the fans. And, you know, that's really always been my favorite part because, yep, you know, obviously this is not my – this is not my profession. It's a hobby for me, and I want to just stay out of the way for the most part. But I really like seeing the fans because, you know, we can go run SCCA at COTA, and there's nobody there for the most part.
Right.
So this kind of thing, this week, next week, with all three divisions being there, all the fans that are going to be there, it's going to be really neat to be back at that kind of – because that's what I do it for. I can go run anywhere with no fans, you know. So – but to run it NASCAR with all the cars and the fans that are there, it's a lot of fun. So,
well, Roger,
I don't know where she is, and I can wave at her. So
there is no doubt that I'm going to be in communication with you and Jay St. Clair about maybe getting a hosted session going on for COTA before you get over there, because I would love to be on a virtual track with you. And also, Roger, you've lost weight. You need to get a new Wikipedia picture. I'm looking at your Wikipedia picture, and it's a good shot of you at Road America. But maybe get a new one at Coda, and we'll put it up there.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Roger, thanks, man. Thank you for everything you do for Birmingham. I mean, we love you. You know how much we love racing. We'll talk soon.
Hey, trust me, thank y'all for what you do. You and Valerie, you know, your station is so important to all of us that are big listeners. So,
well, you're kind
of. You know, as much as racing is important, what you guys do on this radio station, and even having Jay on, that works a little bit, too.
You know, hey, you got to have your lawyer for something, right?
That's right. That's right. I love Fridays with Jay. I really do.
You're a good man.
But y'all's station is so important. And I, you know, we can't say enough what you guys do, because I mean, I don't listen to regular news. I don't watch CNN. Like, you know, you have to watch it for me, but I don't watch all that stuff. So I listen to you guys pretty much the whole day. So we love your stuff.
Well, you're a good man. Roger Roos, thank you so much. Roger's running at Circuit of the Americas next weekend, and we'll tell you about that. I'm just excited to be able to talk to him. We'll be back in a minute. I apologize to no one but Jason Lee for making move things around. Running a bit late with Roger Roos, but with good. Look, folks, I love local guys made good, and Roger's one of those guys. You know, Jimmy Means is another example. I love old school racing, too. I hope you do as well. It's a little bit different for us. 545-9950, 545-9950. Do not fear if you have betting problems, because I've got your answer. If you need a new mattress, you need Royal Bedding in your life. Royal Bedding in Pelham. They can provide a custom-made mattress. They have their factory right back there in the showroom. Tom and Ginger, they'll let you take a nap. They love me saying this, too, by the way. Just go by RoyalBeddingInc.com, find the address, or just Highway 31 in Pelham, slip in there. You know, you can bring your own pillow or use one of theirs and take a nap. And when you do, you'll buy a bed from Royal Bedding. Also, maybe some of the Amish-made furniture. Royal Bedding in Pelham, RoyalBeddingInc.com, RoyalBeddingInc.com.
Well, Jason, buddy, I tell you, you got the heater working today. Don't have any idea about any of this. And let's see, I think I've guessed Matt twice and been wrong twice. So I'm going to just, you know, satisfy my OCD to stick with that. Now, let's see. I think this is Valerie. So this time, I think what you did is played three Valeries in a row. So I'm going Valerie.
He caught up with
Jay.
Him.
He got me.
He caught up with
did.
Him.
Look at that strategy.
As soon as I heard this song, I knew the strategy. Well, because if you listen and hear mine, I wasn't doing it. My iTunes didn't do Jason any favors.
Yeah, well, he played his hand well. That was very well played, Jason. Yeah, he's a quick study.
He cranked up Dolly Parton real quick. He saw Dolly Parton and got her out of the way real quick. 545-9950, our telephone number if you'd like to be a part of the show, 545-9950. Jay, you're welcome to stay around a little bit longer. We've got nothing going on.
Okay, you don't have anybody else coming up?
No, well, at 8:30, but I need to talk to you about this daylight
saving. Yeah, absolutely. I've looked at it, and I have a lot to say about it.
Right now, however, Arthur is in Alabaster. Arthur, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Matt and Jay and Valerie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Arthur.
Happy Friday.
Thank you. Same to you.
I just wanted to... Yeah, put in a comment about the ABC, the ABC board. Matt, I know this is something you bring up periodically, but I'm just agape at what you said about the new wine law and how it once again empowers the ABC board to maybe you could go over it again. Is it to collect $200?
Yeah. Here's what we'll do, Arthur, because I want you to be a part of this conversation. I'm putting you on hold. And when we come back, we'll reset it. We'll reset with Jay St. Clair. We'll reset daylight saving time, and we'll reset the wine bill that the governor signed yesterday. And I'll reset where she is on medical marijuana, too. We'll do all of that halfway home already this morning, flying by as we continue. Still plenty of surprises to come, plus more Jay St. Clair. Brian Crichton of Talladega will be in the 9 o'clock hour. He was just on CNN. Now he'll be on Matt and Val on Talk 99.5. How about that? Back after this.